So on this note, just one ha'ara, and that is this a medrash in the beginning of Parshas Vaschanan. So it's Vaschanan Parsha Beis Vav. Moshe Rabbeinu said Vaschanan al Hashem be'isa hi lemar. Dover achar be'isa hi lemar. Ma'u lemar. What does lemar mean? We know lemar means l'doyrois. What's the Vaschanan al Hashem be'isa hi lemar? Amar Rabbi Zaria. Rabbi Zaria said, "Leimar l'doyrus sheyiu mespalul mishas atzara." That v'eschanan al Hashem is the paradigm. This is the clinic for what Yid is supposed to do when he's in an esar. Shari Moshe, afal pi shenem aloy leisaver sayarden hazeh. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu was told leisaver sayarden hazeh, or behischil mischane, he started davening, and that's a lesson l'doyrus. That even if a person was told, proverbially speaking, loy saver es hayarden hazeh, don't pay attention. Loy saver es hayarden hazeh, do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. What Moshe Rabbeinu do? Vaschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar l'doyres, that every Yid should follow this lead, and this is what he's supposed to do. Rav Tzadik HaKoyen, in his pre-tzadik, in Parshas Vaschanan, so he talks about this medrash, and he starts off by asking Akasha. He says, we learn from Moshe Rabbeinu that if a person's in an esara, he's supposed to daven Vaschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar. Freit Rav Tzadik, he says, why do you have to come on to Moshe Rabbeinu for that? We know the pasuk says in Parshas Vayetze, that Yaakov Avinu is running away from Esav. Where's he running to? He's running to Lavan, Rachmana Litzlan. He's trapped between these two worlds, and he's very, very afraid. So, Vayida Yaakov Nedalemar, Imi Elekimi Madi, Ushmarani Bader Chazash, Onechi Hoylech, Venosan Lilechem Lechal, Uveged Lilvosh, etc., etc., etc. So Yaakov Avinu made a Neder. Yaakov Avinu Davin. Chazal say, Mikan, we learn from here, Shenoidrin Umispalalim Be'ez Sarah. That if a person finds himself in an Ez Sarah, there's an idea to Davin, and there's an idea to even make a neder, Vayida Yaakov Nedalim. Even though Nedarim are usually frowned upon, but you see, if a person finds himself in an Ez Sarah, there's a concept of Vayida Yaakov Nedalim. It's a freight drop tzaddik. He said, why then do we have to come on to Moshe Rabbeinu? Vaschanan al Hashem Be'ezahi Lemer. We know this way before Parshas Vaschanan. We know this from the Avos. We know this from Yaakov. Vayida Yaakov Nedalemer, Chazal say Mikan, Shenoidrim Umispalim Be'ez Tzara. Said Rab Tzadik, the Teretz is Pashet. The Teretz is Yaakov Avinu was never told that it wasn't going to work out for him. Yaakov Avinu felt that he was in an Ez Tzara. And he felt that he needed special Rachmei Shemayim. So what did Yaakov Avinu do? He started to daven. Mikan, we learn from here, Shemispalim Be'ez Tzara. Moshe Rabbeinu was a very different situation. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Ki loy saver es hayarden hazeh. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu already had a gzardin. There was a decree that you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was already decreed he's not going to go into Eretz Yisrael. So from Moshe Rabbeinu's perspective, this is much more serious. Mechatesa davenel. Oh, if you don't know you're in this very uncertain situation, yeah, Yaakov Avinu already told us what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go ahead and you're supposed to daven. But what if there's already a gzardin? At this point, maybe it's too late. Says Rav Tzadik, that's what the Medrash is coming to say. Vaschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar. Even if it was whispered into the person's ear, loy saver es hayarden hazeh, that you will not be able to cross your proverbial yarden. Don't listen. Do what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Amar Rabbi Zaria, Vaschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar l'doyrois sheyu mispalulin b'shas hatzara. Not only if you're just not sure, but even if you were told for sure, it doesn't matter. Fife on. Says Rav Tzadik, but I have one more ha'ara, and that is he quotes the Gemara Masechtas Brachas Davio, the Ma'aseh with Chizkiyo and Yeshaya Anavi. So Yeshaya Anavi tells Chizkiyo, "Ki meisata v'loy sichya, bahadi kavshu derachmana lamalach." It's too late. Says Chizkiyo to Yeshaya, "Yeshaya ben Amoitz," he tells him, "Kalim mirvoascha v'tzei." Leave. I don't want to hear from this. Why? Because kach mikublani mibeis abiyaba. I'll tell you my messiah. Afilu cherev chadu menachas al tzavari shaladam al yimna atzme min arachnim. He said, I have a messiah for my family. Kach mikublani mibeis abiyaba. Shafilu cherev chadu menachas al tzavari shaladam al yimna atzme min arachnim. It sounds like this was some messiah that he had in his family. Frank Rab Tzadik, messiah that he had in his family is a medrash. The Medrash says, "Vaschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar." Amar Rabbi Zaria lemar l'doyrus. Shiyum espalim b'shas hatzara. And even if there's a gzardin, Shari Moshe avo b'shanem aloy leisabres hayarden hazeh hischu mischane. So you see clearly that this isn't just meant for, I don't know, this Messiah that he had. It's a Medrash. Everyone has this Messiah. If you learned the Medrash, you have this Messiah. It sounds like Chizkiyahu said, I have some private Messiah. What do you mean? This was a limud l'dayres for every single yid. So why did Chizkiyahu have to come on to his Messiah in the Mishpacha? L'chura, this was something that was already taught to every single yid. This is part and parcel of Torah Shabbat Peh. That's what the word lemer means in the Pasuk in the Torah, where it says, V'aschanu l'Hashem be'esahi lemer. So says Rav Tzadik Adavar Nifla. He says, from Moshe Rabbeinu, you see more than you see from Yaakov. Yaakov Yinu Davin Beis Sarah. Okay, he was never told that he was necessarily going to be harmed, but he felt danger, and as a result, he davened. He even made a net. Moshe Rabbeinu, you see more. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Leisavris Hayadin Azeh. But you know what you don't see from Moshe Rabbeinu? You don't see that the tefillah actually works. Moshe Rabbeinu davened. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal 515 tefillahs, and he wasn't answered. From Moshe Rabbeinu, you see that what's a yid supposed to do? Sheyu mispal in b'shas hatzara. Yeah, you see that part of the equation. But that the prayers are going to be answered, that you don't see from Moshe. In fact, if you dig a little deeper, you'll see that maybe it's not so pashut. Says Rav Tzadik, B'chizkiyahu HaMelech told Yeshaya Novi. But I'm going to tell you the Messiah I have. You know what my Messiah is? That when the Medrash said, Shenyu mispalim b'shas hatzara, and even if this is Gzar Din, even if you heard the Baskel that said, Lo yisaver es hayarden, I said, afal pikin davin, because there's something called Koyach HaTfila, that Tfila can be answered. And that Tfila will be answered. Moshe Rabbeinu, there were chishbonis. There were chishbonis when Moshe's tefillah wasn't answered. But the emes is, a yid has a koyach tefillah, that afilu cherev chadam unachas al savori shalodam al yim nahatzvim in arachamim. That you don't see in the Medrash. The Medrash says daven. Okay, so you have to daven. You have to do a lot of mitzvahs. You also have to daven. The Messiah I have is that tefillah is going to work. So said Reb Tzadik, where was this Messiah from? How did they know? Mechatesa. He said, kach mikublani mi beis abi abba. Who was Avi Abba? Shel Chizkiyahu. It was David HaMelech. He's the Avua in the Kulana of all the Malchei Beis David. He said, David HaMelech did an Averu with Bathsheba. And if you go through the Pesukim, when Nasan HaNavi comes and he gives Neichacha to David for the Averu that he did, he starts speaking very, very sharp to David. David, it's all over. He gives him the Mashal. Now, not all over in the physical sense, but all over in the Ruchnias Digger sense because of the terrible Aver that he did. But David HaMelech, throughout Sefer Tehillim, he's crying and he's davening. And he davened to Hashem specifically, Leiv Tahar Barah Yelikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I understand that I was mekalkal on some level, my neshama. Oh, but Leiv Tahar Barah Yelikim, give me a new Leiv, a Naya heart. Like this, I can be able to serve you in the proper way. And that tefillah of David HaMelech was answered. Because David HaMelech goes down as one of the Ishbizin, and David HaMelech is David Malka Mashiach, and Mashiach is going to come from David HaMelech. David HaMelech was Zoicha to the Leif Tahar Barali Elikin. David HaMelech's legacy is he's one of the great Tzaddikim, of course, to ever live. Even though he was told by Nosan HaNovi, it was all over. So said Chizkiyahu, Kach mikublani mi beis abi abba, that was chanel Hashem beis ahi lemer. It's not a din. It's not a gzeres hakos of daven, even though you were told kilei savres ayarden. That doesn't mean you should stop davening. No, it's a tefillah that actually works. And that was the Messiah that he had. But the point is that we have a Messiah of Eschaner Hashem Be'isahi Lemer L'doyrois Shinu Mespalel in B'shas Hatzara. And this is a lesson like every Lemer in the Torah. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer. Lemer to who? Lemer to the Melochim. Lemer to the Gedoilim. Lemer to the Lamed Vav Tzadikim. Vayidabra Hashem al Moshe Lemer means tell every single Jew. Because every single Yid has a Shaychus to this idea of Eschaner Hashem Be'isahi Lemer. And Lemer means even if there was a Baskel that said Lo Yisaver Es Hayarden Hazeh. And Lemer means that even if really there's a Gzardin and the Gzardin says it's too late. But Afal Pikein but said Rav Tzadik, it's not just daven b'shas hatzara, because that's what the Eibishter wants you to do. It's daven b'shas hatzara because that tefillah can be answered. And how do you know that? That we learn from David HaMelech, and that's what Chizkiyahu told Yeshaya HaNavi. Kalim in the voschah b'tzei, because kach mekublani mibeis abiyabo shafilu cherev chadu menaches al savori shalodim al yim naatzmei min arachemim. What came to mind was another Rav Tzadik, a Rav Tzadik that speaks out in the beginning of a sefer Takanas Hashavim that Rabbi Yochanan said, to come full circle with the daf, that G'doy L'tshuva Everyone asks the kasha. Gedoyle tshuva shadoicha loisay shabatayra. Every asay is doicha loisay. What's gedoyle tshuva shadoicha loisay shabatayra? But Rav Tzadik said that the point is that you have all the loisayes in Chazal. Oh, once this happens, it's too late. Your chayt yomachti is a rabbin, not negayah. Karkafta the loimanach tefillin. You don't stand a fighting chance. You're an apikoyrus. You're a min. Write this. All these different cheshbonos as it relates to the koyach tshuva. And in today's daf, oh, there's a gzar din. It's too late. That's what Yeshaya Novi said. Yeshaya Novi said it's too late. There was a gzar din. All those voices, and these are voices of Chazal also, that say you can't do tshuva. You can't do tshuva. Mefife the son. Because gdoyle tshuva shadoicha loisaseh shabatayra. Because kol ma sha'oim lecha ba'alabayis haseh chutz mitzeh. And that's what Chizkiyo told Yeshaya. Yeshaya Novi came to Chizkiyo. He said, I learned to sugi in Rosh Hashanah, Yudches. Not so poshet. Chizkiyo, we have a little bit of an issue over here. And Chizkiyo said, I hear Abba Ben Amoitz. He didn't even call him Yeshaya. Ben Amoitz. Kalamin of Uascha Vitzeh. He said, respectfully, I know the Pnimius HaInyan. And the Pnimius Inyan is G'dayla Tshuva Shadoiches Loisa Shabbatayr. And all the Loisa says, everything that Chazal say, it's too late, you have no chance. Sa'arbanish. I know the Medrash that says, Vaschana Lashem Be'isahi Lemar, Lemar Ledoiris, Shiyu Mespalim Be'it Shasatzor. Not only like Yaakov, but even Moshe, who was totally Savaris Ayardanis. Yaakov was never told Esav was gonna eat him up. He was afraid, and therefore he davened. Moshe was told, Lois Savar Sayardin Azah, and Afal Pikin Lamar to every yid. Vaidab Rashama Moshe Lamar is every yid. Lamar Ladaris, every single yid has a shaykhis to. And I even have a Messiah from my Zayda David. I was told, Afilu Cherif Chadu Menachis Al Savar Shalom Al Yemen Asmim and Arachimim, because Vaschan Al Shem Beisahi Lamar is not just a din davin. No, it's real. It's because these tefillahs can be answered, Loishna Yochid, Loishna Rabbim. Doesn't matter what the person was told, what the situation is. That's this koyach of Afilu Cherev Chadu Menachas Atzavar Shalodom. Al Yidna Atzmein Minarach.